If you're just tuning in, this is listener-supported public radio for the Central Kenai Peninsula, KDLL 91.9 FM, KenaiSoul.net. You just heard our conversation with Brent Hibbert, who's running unopposed to keep his seat representing Kalifornsky on the Borough Assembly. Now, we're turning the focus to the East Peninsula. Ken Carpenter and Cindy Eklund are running for the District 6 seat. We spoke with them on Zoom last week. Take a listen. The first thing I want to ask both of you is if you can just introduce yourself, say a little bit about yourself, and why you're running for the seat. Maybe, Cindy, we can start with you on this one.
Sure. Cindy Eklund, and I live in Seward. I've been in the Seward area primarily since 1979. I lived in Fairbanks before that. And currently, I serve on the Kenai Peninsula Borough Planning Commission, have since about 11 years, I think, now, and on the City of Seward Planning and Zoning Commission for 12 years. I've been an HR director at the Alaska Sea Life Center for 10 years. I retired from there. And I've been a certified municipal clerk in a new city in the Florida Keys for 3 years and was the HR director there as well. I worked at the City of Seward as an assistant city clerk in the HR office and for the city manager as his executive assistant. But I've been working primarily with the schools off and on as a part-time job. I was a bus driver for 25 years while my kids were growing up and drove to all their games and sports because, as you know, there's a lot of driving in Kenai Peninsula sports, high school sports. And then I was finishing my bachelor's in education and my oldest daughter was a senior. So I did my student teaching in Seward and never returned for those last science credits. So I just have an AA, but I still substitute teach and I substitute teach across the East Kenai Peninsula, Hope, Cooper Landing, Seward. Last year, I was even called the sub in Soldotna. So that we're very short on subs. So I have 4 kids, 7 grandkids. And I am running for the borough because several people across the East Kenai Peninsula borough asked me to, and it took me a while to decide since it was kind of short notice and I'm in Minnesota currently, but we're doing it. So thank you.
Thank you, Cindy. Ken, how about you? Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running again for the seat you are currently in.
Of course, my name is Ken Carpenter. I've been an assembly rep for the last 5 years. During this time, I haven't missed a single meeting except for the 7th. I was supposed to be on a moose hunt and was turned around. So I physically, even on Zoom meeting, I was the only one in the current assembly that has not taken a vacation and have shown up for every meeting. I take it really, it's my responsibility to show up for that. I'm married. Same woman, she's a beautiful woman, 28 years. We have 4 children, and I'm raising my 1 grandchild of 7. And we've had him since he's a year and a half. He's 10 years old now, and he attends Seward Elementary School. He's in 5th grade. Booming right along, thanks to teachers like Julie DeBoard, and we're really proud of what he's accomplished. I've worked hard to keep the taxes down like I was asked, not to raise the mill rate. In 2017, my first year in the assembly, I voted against a mill rate, but they increased it anyway, with Kelly Cooper at the head there. We have issues with taxes, whether they're low or not, but that's what pays for our schools. Without those taxes, property tax as well as sales tax goes all 100% to the school districts. It's hard to have a quoted cap, but I try to fund the schools responsibly, and that's the main thing, holding the school district responsible. I think I've been responsible in what I've done. I want to continue because I've got projects I'm working on property here in Seward, getting more property from the state into the borough's hands so we can get more houses built down in here. I really feel like I've done an okay job, a good job, actually. And I support the mayor's staff 100%. I have a saying, you surround yourself with roses and you too will smell like rose. I feel that's what the mayor's done. He's created a great staff, and they're the ones that set the budget. The mayor okays it and approves it. But we have Brandy Hobal. She's the finance director. She is a gem. She's won over 40 awards, statewide, federal-wide, as our finance. She's incredible. We've had a great legal department. We have lands with Mark, Marcus. We have Melanie in planning. We have a great crew. And with that crew, the mayor's staff has kept us out of the red. And I support the staff 100% and like to continue that. That's why I'm running again.
Well, and Ken, you mentioned the school district, and that's something I'd like to talk about because every year that process is contentious. This year was no exception. And I know there's a lot of disagreement on how the borough is funding the schools. So why don't you kind of take this one first? You know, what do you think about the way the borough decided to fund the school district this year? Where do you stand on that?
Okay, well, the school district this year, every year they throw out a price of like $53 million. And then this year was different. It started off with John, and then Mr. Holland took over. Mr. Holland, no other superintendent has come down and talked to us individually. Well, John did. I mean, Mr. Holland did. He came down and talked to us. He met with the mayor. They went over the taxes. I know the mayor gave him the tax, showed him what we made. It was a COVID year. It was a bad year. So it was going to be hard to get $53 million. And that's not the cap the state put on it. The state would be down about 45 to 50, 50 million, right in that area. We don't get forward funding anymore, and that would help the borough as well as school district if the state would go back to forward funding. However, so Mr. Holland came down, talked to us. The mayor originally said $45 million before we got the budget. This was all done before we got the mayor's budget. Then he went up to $48 million. We got funding through the federal government. We put some on a leach at field, and then we promised the school district that we could make the $50 they asked for. When Mr. Holland got in there, he says, I can do this for $50 million. So we just gave him, I think 2 weeks ago, gave him the additional $2 million off our feds. They're actually running off of, they got $11 million or $9 million this year from the federal government because of COVID. They're going to run off of that. We've had a pretty good summer this year, so I think the sales tax will go up and it'd be easier to fund them next year. But the state sets a cap, and it's not what the school district asked for originally. So it's never been $53 million from the state. It's been down. I sent you the document, and you've seen on the top green line, that's what the state sets as a, and it goes from, since I've been there, it was $48 million to, they say 22 is $45 million. So we go by that, and we go by what Brandy tells us, what she has collected for sales tax and property tax that we can give to the school district. So this year was actually a really good meeting. Mr. Holland is really good to work with. To where the other staff says, this is what we want, period, or we're going to shut down schools, we're going to lay off teachers. Those are what I call grenades, and they get the mama bears all riled up. Well, the state's not going to set the thing at $53 million. It ends up being $52 million. And we fund it, like in 2020, we funded $52 million. So, or just shy, it was right at 52 something. So, I think the borough has done a really good job. All the sales tax goes to the school district and a percentage of the property tax. And the mayor has, this mayor, and so is Mr. Navarre, when he was there, both of them said, if we have the extra money comes in and that we didn't know we were going to get, that goes to the school district. So we have to play out throughout the year. And that's happened twice now where we gave the school district extra money because it came in. We weren't anticipating it come in, but it came in, and we don't know that as an assembly until we're told by finance.
Cindy, What about you? You mentioned that you've worked for the school district. What do you think about the way the school district funding process went this year? Is there anything you would have done differently?
Well, not being as involved as Ken is on the assembly, the planning commission for the borough doesn't get involved with that. But overall, I believe that the budget should not be a contentious issue. First off, you know, funding to the cap should be the priority until we have the schools on the peninsula on a solid economic future. The students are our future, and they need good buildings, ongoing maintenance on those buildings, and the staff needs a livable wage. Right now, our staff in the schools in Seward, I was at a site-based council meeting, zoomed into that, and the teachers are burnt out because, unlike last year, they are in school all day, although they still have kids that are at home. So they have to take time to get in touch with those kids or prepare packets for those kids. Last year, they had an extra hour at the end of the day where they had the ability to do that. Now they don't. They have to do contact tracing. We need a nurse administrative assistant to help with that. And I really think we need to look outside of the box if they're funding to what they say they only can fund to. Can we fund to more? Can we do something more? Can we find creative ways to solve problems? Because if we don't have the right education, we're raising students that aren't going to be able to solve problems creatively either. So I really think that the budget and investing in that budget is the future for our peninsula.
Moving on to other parts of the borough budget, are there any kind of places where you would make cuts or any places, any things in the budget that you would like to see funded more? What are your thoughts on kind of the way the borough's budget shook out this year? Cindy, maybe we can start with you on this one.
Well, not having gone through the borough budget process from the standpoint of the assembly, and being on the commissions that I'm on, we don't get involved in the financial picture of what's happening. The first thing that I'd want to do if I am elected is meet with the finance director and meet with the staff at the borough and review what the past 5, 6, 7 years have done with the budget. I look to the Kenai Peninsula Borough Economic Development District for a lot of statistics, and I would use that valuable information to help make decisions budget-wise.
Ken, same question to you. What are your thoughts on the borough's current budget?
I've got to give Brandy and her staff a big kudos to that. She's done a really good job. When you go through the budget process, it's become a real practice. I started putting little sticky tabs on every page I had questions on, and now everybody's doing it. It's really, and I know they've done it in the past too, but I mean, I get a lot of them because I have a lot of questions. As for like funding, I got to bring up funding to the cap, doesn't inquire buildings. Include buildings. We have a in-kind that does maintenance that the borough adds to. It's usually about $8 million for budgets, but then all the buildings are bonded out or granted out to get new roofs, and we've been doing that. The staff's been really doing that good to get the buildings up and about. We do have issues at Seward. Mr. Holland said he'd meet me down here and we could walk around through them next week. Things that haven't been done, and it needs to be done. It needs to be addressed. Why isn't it being addressed? That's the in-kind, the $8 million, usually about $8 million the borough puts in for maintenance for the school that's in the budget. The budget process is not really, I mean, they give it to us at May, into April, May, and we have to have it done by June. So you spend a lot of hours going through the budget to try and find money. I think the assembly this year went through and we stopped funding nonprofit, what they call nonprofit. It's actually non-departmental organizations and stuff to keep the money inside the borough. As for the staff there is wonderful. you got people that are working two jobs, two different departments. The mayor has not hired, once we started losing people from retirement and stuff, he just puts, he gets the agreement with people to move it in. So not only is school district employees working, the teachers and stuff working over hours, we have borough staff working over hours and they're not getting any extra compensation either. So I brought up one time, who do we lay off? Give me a list. Do we lay off, when the school was screaming about laying off, do we lay off borough employees? Do we, that are going to move and then we can't, then we lose students? Are we going to lose teachers who have students in school? It's just a big ping pong ball in a small shoebox. And you just got to read the budget. And so far, I think the budget this year went really smooth because cooperation with the school district, which we haven't had in the past since I've been there. And I'm hoping next year will be the same. I think next year the sale tax, I don't know if you've, Cindy's been in Seward. It was amazing. Even without the ships, we had so many people in Seward. It was ridiculous. So I know the sales tax is going to go up, and that money goes right to the school district. And I'm hoping next year I believe the cap's going to drop because of the amount of students that are been taken out of school, homeschooled. They're not returned yet. I'm hoping they return so they get the count, which we need for the budget. And I just hope that the sales tax is enough to get them back up toward the cap.
Sabine, could I have just a quick follow-up?
Sure.
Some great information from Ken there, but I did want to say that I'm not an amateur at budgeting. I was on the senior management team at the Alaska Sea Life Center for the 10 years I was there. And as you know, those years were pretty scary, and we were doing a lot of creative budgeting for to keep that place going and keep it alive. So,
And I didn't mean to make any Cindy sound. I didn't mean to. I'm not going to down talk anybody, Cindy. I didn't mean to. I wasn't insinuating you're doing or anything. So.
Okay. No, Ken. I just forgot to mention that I have had budgetary experience, not the borough's budget. But no, you weren't down talking at all. Thanks, Ken.
Okay, no problems.
So while we're talking about economics, the borough will receive several million in COVID relief funds through the American Rescue Plan Act. And we've already gotten some COVID relief from the last round from the CARES funding and sent that to folks and businesses in need. Do you have any thoughts of where you'd like to see those new relief funds go? Ken, maybe we can start with you on that one. Any thoughts on where you'd like to see some of those ARPA funds go in the borough?
Those federal money that comes in also has implications of where we can spend it. Infrastructure, like the schools, like I said, Seward schools, the middle school has a crack from the last 7.1 earthquake. That needs to be addressed. The track at Seward's horrible. That needs to be addressed, and we're addressing that right now through the school district as well as John in purchasing. That kind of money, wherever, you know, if it goes to businesses, it's related. It has to go to businesses. If it's not to businesses, like this last one, we put $7 million in the leachate field at the landfill, which is important because we got a lot of garbage to get rid of. And we're running out of space. We only got a space for a couple more cells. So we spent $7 million on that, and then we put the $2 million on the school district. Yeah, it'd be great to put that help out with the school district again. And I would like to see it go into buildings of the school to make sure some of this stuff gets done. Like I said, Seward principal has a list of stuff that he wants to get done at the high school. I haven't been able to talk to him because I was afraid to go in there because all the COVID stuff that's going around. But I got his phone number now, so I was going to call him. But I think that's where I'd like to see it go. The borough is running fine on its budget now for the actual borough itself. But I think if you could get the infrastructure done at the school district level, get more roofs done. We're doing half of a roof at Homer. If we get that done, if we get the crack fixed at the elementary school, the track, I know there's boilers that need to be brought in. Instead of getting out and getting bonded for these things, we can use that money to get into the school district and help with the buildings. I think the buildings are the big, big issue right now that we need to take care of.
Cindy, same question to you. Where would you like to see funds from the American Rescue Plan Act go in the borough?
Well, I think one of the main challenges in our borough right now is workforce shortage and that a lot of small businesses aren't able to keep open at all, or they're open very little, and they're doing that because of their budgetary constraints, because they had a tough year last year. As Ken stated, Seward saw a huge influx of visitors this year. I hope the rest of the borough did as well, and things are looking better. But if there was some way to incentivize people to apply, I know that a lot of the shortage was due to the lack of J1s, especially in the Seward area. A lot of businesses use J1s, but and they can't travel yet. But I think I'm you know, I watched what we did with the last money, and I agree we have to keep the landfill operating. I think there are some other ways, and some people in Seward are helping with that, with recycling and looking into other ways to limit what goes into the landfill. So those two items, I think, and of course, as Ken mentioned, the schools, whatever we can do to, main thing right now for the schools, again, is workforce shortage. We need people to apply to be substitute teachers. They're the teachers, if they have a student, the child of their own that's sick, they're home with them. And we've had a lot of staff covering in classrooms to keep the schools open. Thanks.
The borough throughout the pandemic has noted that, you know, it's the borough does not have healthcare powers, but still the pandemic has come up in a myriad ways in borough meetings. Early in the pandemic, the assembly passed emergency measures, for example, to help the hospital with its funding. Recently, the mayor and some members of the assembly have brought forward resolutions making statements about opposing mandates like potential vaccine mandates. What do you see as the borough's role in the COVID pandemic, and how do you think the borough has handled the pandemic thus far? And Cindy, we can start with you on this one.
Well, I know that a lot of times when cities and boroughs pass safety actions, they wait for the governor to do it first. And in Seward right now, they lifted the ability to Zoom call into council meetings because the governor removed that. And I really appreciate that the borough has not done that and that we are able to Zoom in. I think that's very helpful. I think there might be some issues come up down the road, but hopefully we'll be out of the COVID issues then. I really, I had a hard time with the resolution, trying to pass the resolution about resolutions and ordinances are usually written in the positive, and it was kind of hard to figure out how that was a positive one. But I think that, you know, not getting vaccinated and not wearing masks you're needlessly risking other people's lives. And, you know, heroism is risking your life for the sake of others. There is no heroism in risking the life of others for the sake of self. So if you're, you know, out and about and you don't wear a mask in any closed areas that you're going to be in with other people for over 15 minutes, the possibility of transmission is huge. And as we've read in the last week, Alaska is at the top of the COVID numbers right now. And Seward is red hot in COVID. So I think that we should be encouraging people to get vaccinated and wear masks. Thanks.
Thanks, Cindy. Ken, same question to you. How do you think the borough's handled the pandemic thus far, and what do you see as the borough's role during the pandemic?
Okay, the borough's done a good job so far. That resolution she's talking about, I also didn't understand it, and I didn't agree with it a little bit on and off. I think it was written poorly. I mentioned that city, I wouldn't have supported it. I'm glad it got tabled so it can either be worked on to be a little bit better, more friendly. But I believe it's your personal space. I mean, it's your right to make your choice. The governor, I don't know if you understood, if you heard, the governor has got a lot, 470 out-of-state medical people coming in, healthcare people coming in to help out. So it'll help out the hospital staff that's been overworked. And I know they, you know, bless their souls, they've been busting their butts. So that'll help out. I don't know how many are coming to the peninsula, but there's 470 coming up, up to 500. I think it was 470 that the governor just requested, and they're starting to come in. I still support in personal choice, and I will continue to do that. There's people out there that don't want to get vaccination because of their already immunities, cancer patients. My wife's one of them. Even her doctor told her not to get vaccinated right now because of her immune system may not handle the vaccination. So that's her choice. I'm going to stand by her if she doesn't want to get it. She's had COVID. I've had COVID. I've had COVID twice now. They told me I had the antibodies. I got to walk around the regional hospital, had a knee replacement. I got to walk around without a mask when they were doing the physical therapy and stuff like that, because I had the antibodies, but I still just caught it. I got it on the 26th. I was tested positive. So it's coming. It's here. We know it's here, but it's our personal choice, and I stand by that. But I think the borough's doing a really good job of, you know, they space us out 6 feet. If you want to wear a mask, they let you wear a mask. It's personal choice, and I agree with it so far.
Ken, you've been on the assembly for a few years. What is something that you've accomplished in your time on the borough assembly, or something that's happened since you've been on the assembly that you're proud of?
Well, there's a couple things. The school budget. Now, in 2019, the school at the last moment came up to the borough and said they wanted $2.4 million or they'd have to lay teachers off in their 2020 budget. Well, that was, you don't work in 2019 off for a 2020 budget. So I vetoed that. I voted against it, and I held up the mayor's veto. However, the reason I did that was because Paul Fisher and I worked a deal out with the mayor that we would give him $2.7 million for those counselors or whatever it was they were trying to do to keep the teachers in for the following year, 2020. So Paul Fisher, rest his soul, great guy. We went together, the mayor. The mayor agreed to give him $2.7 million, which brought him just like a couple $100,000 from the cap for the 2020 to keep the teachers. I love the teachers we have at Seward. I have no problem. I love, they're friends of mine. I want to finance it. But when you come up at the last moment with $2.4 million, first it was for counselors, then it turned into to keep the payroll, the teachers going. And then at a site meeting I was at, the lady said, well, if we get budgeted to the cap next year, we'll just bank this. That didn't sit well with me. If it's for teachers, let's put it in. So I contacted Paul Fisher. And we've got the $2.7 million to keep what teachers we had. And that's the budget that they get hired on, is the 2020, not the 2019. So picture yourself, you bought a house for $250,000. And as you're signing the last papers with the contractor, he goes, oh, yeah, by the way, you owe me $200,000. That's how it played on me in 2019. I was disappointed. But we put the resolution forward to pay the school district $2.7. I also have a gentleman here in town that's been trying. He's lived on the property for since 1994, and he's been trying to get more property, and it's been played off because it's in a flood plain. And I passed the resolution through the borough, and they sold him the property. It was opposed at first by a lot of people on the assembly. I had Ron Long sign a document talking about it with me, and with his help, he was no longer in the assembly, but we got it to where the guy bought the piece of property, and now he can fill in and make a safer driveway so he can pull out of. I think that's important because a constituent was asking for help and wasn't getting it since 1994, and we got it done in a matter of a couple months. So I'm really proud of that.
Thanks, Ken. Cindy, what about you? What's something that you've seen on the assembly that maybe you would have done differently had you been there?
Well, I'm going to tie in with something that we deal with a lot on the Planning Commission, and the item went on to the Assembly, and that is the conditional use permit for gravel pits. That is the topic we get the most public into the building, or laydowns, comments from people, because the current way that ordinance is written, it's really hard to not allow a gravel pit in a residential area. And we don't have zoning in the borough, but we do have local option zoning. That was one of the things that we've approved. But we asked to rewrite the ordinance for those gravel pits, and we sent it to a committee. There was people from the assembly, from the planning commission, from the gravel pit contractors, and the public were all there. They rewrote it, came back to the planning commission. We edited it. We approved it. It went on to the assembly, and there it died. And it is still the most contentious item we get on the planning commission agenda. And I really would like to see that ordinance brought back up while I'm on the assembly and do some things that we can add some conditions that make it safer and healthier for the residents, or to limit where they are put. Thanks.
Cindy, what do you think is the biggest problem or issue facing the borough at this moment? Something you'd like to address, kind of big picture?
Ooh, that is quite the question. I think we've covered several of the items that I would list. Biggest problem facing the borough. I've got to go back to workforce shortage and the health of small businesses. 73% of the businesses on the Kenai Peninsula borough are small businesses with 5 employees or less. And if any of those employees are sick, or their kids are sick, or they something happened and their spouse has to be home or isn't making money, it's a hardship. And you know, it takes $1,000 a month is the average rental cost on the borough, and it takes almost 2 incomes for most people. Not that many jobs on the list of jobs on the KPEDD site make $25 an hour, and that's what it takes to make that kind of rent payment. So either you work 2 jobs or 2 family members work jobs. So I think workforce shortage and helping people get a living wage are very important.
Ken, what about you? What do you think is the biggest problem, or one of the biggest problems facing the borough at the moment?
Right now, I feel school buildings. There's $190 million worth of work to be done on the school buildings. That's a lot of money. And where are we going to get it? We got to keep our fund balance high so we can get bonded and granted at a high grade and not have to pay back a whole bunch of money. But $190 million to repair these school buildings. And I can't say enough, you know, that I want my child in a safe building, in a safe environment. I want my friends in a safe building. I think that's the major one, but I agree with Cindy that the workforce is important also. I got a lot of friends that own businesses that couldn't open a restaurant, but at evening, because they only had so many employees. A lot of that, again, is from the students that come from other countries to help us out. I think the biggest thing is the school buildings is our biggest, the roads and school building, and the roads are starting to get there, but the school buildings is the biggest issue, I think.
We're running low on time, so I only want to ask a couple quick questions, but both of you live and work in Seward. Do you have any ideas for where you'd like to see the city of Seward and the borough collaborate or partner on anything in particular? Maybe Cindy, we'll start with you. You've worked for the city. Do you see any places where there could be some partnership there?
Yeah, I really want to learn more about how that is currently happening. I know that the South Peninsula Hospital is funded through probably some property tax on that side of the peninsula, but we pay for our own. And I just want to see a better connect between the funding for emergency services like fire and across the peninsula. Is everybody getting their due, what should happen based on the tax dollars that come into the borough? So I just want to really have a closer relationship. And I'm going to, having been on the planning commission and in the clerk's office and the city manager's office, I kind of have a handle on how the processes work, but I would really want to take what's happening at the borough assembly to the council, make sure they're aware of what's happening in case the city manager or the mayor and council need to give stronger input back to the assembly.
Thank you. Ken, what about you? Any places you think there's room for partnership between the city and the borough?
I've requested the mayor about the airport out here. Airport's a big issue, but it's DOT and city, and I've asked the mayor to step in a couple times because the airport's a big issue here. If we get, that's the only way we get people out, you know, for Flight for Life and stuff like that. And that's really super important. We could increase the money for the borough and the city if we had to improve the airport. We could have tourists coming in on that as well. The flooding, the borough, the mayor's been working really hard with the flood board, but we've got the borough, the city, and the state all involved in the gravel. We don't have a water issue, we have a gravel issue. The gravel just builds up, and then we have no place to put the gravel. So it just keeps building up, and it floods our roads. We spent a lot of money on floods the last few years, but because of the proactiveness of the borough, the flood board, we didn't have that issue as much this year. So I hope it continues. The fire departments are being funded up to Bear Creek, and the city is responsible. But we kind of piggyback with the city as the borough piggybacks when they're getting like tanks or breathing apparatuses and stuff like that. We all get together and we buy multiple, which saves the city and the borough money instead of going through that way. AFISA is a good example. I think that that the airport, the flooding is a big issue, and I'd like to get the borough more enwrapped in that, plus properties. I'm working on a project right now to increase 14 lots in Old Mill. And I know Marcus is working on Blueberry Hill for a lot of lots. We need to bring people into Seward. We got Coast Guard coming in. We don't have places for them to live. And I think the borough and the city need to work together on that.
We're about there on time, but really quickly, I wanted to give you both a chance to kind of have some closing remarks. Anything you'd like to say to voters before we go? Ken, we can start with you on this one.
I really feel that I could continue what I'm doing. I've got a lot of projects that I'm working on right now that I'd like to continue. But whoever gets in there, we still need to work on school buildings a lot. Of course, the school budget, I mean, that's always done during a budget. It'll be worked out, I think, with the new superintendent. We're going to do really well. But school buildings are a big issue. School, like our track, I just can't get over that we're running on an asphalt track and no one will come compete with us because of our track. Our school buildings need to be repaired, $190 million, and Seward needs to be done on that. I'd like to be involved in that. I think I've actively been involved. I've been working on the track with them right now, and the football field. So I think that my attendance and my activeness right now in the borough has been proven, and I'd just like to continue on that and go from there. And I wish anybody that's running for office good luck and all that. So
thanks, Ken. Cindy, what about you? Any closing remarks?
Sure. My plan, if I get elected on the assembly, is to be engaged with the District 6. There's community meetings in all of the areas that I can attend to hear from the people. And I really want to hear from the people. 907-362-2276 is my phone number. Call me anytime. There's decisions that the assembly makes that affect all of those areas. And I'd like to hear what ideas the people have. So the areas that I will probably focus on initially on the assembly as I'm learning is education, roads, primarily bridges. I know that the Seward contractor is doing an excellent job on our borough roads over there. but some bridges need to be examined. And then the solid waste in trying to limit what's going in there, because it costs a lot of money to haul that around and just fill up the landfill. So I would love to hear from anyone now, or if I'm on the assembly, 907-362-2276.
And that's all we have time for today. You've been listening to the Kenai Conversation. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to vote.